Revolting People by Andy Hamilton and Jay Tarsus. With Jay Tarsus, James Fleet, Hugh Dennis, Tony Maudsley, Philip Pope and Andy Hamilton.
Oh, holy cow, I'm bored.
Huh?
I'm so bored I'm talking to you. Even though I know it's only a matter of time before you say something disgusting that'll turn my stomach. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm admiring my new false leg. 7 guineas that cost me. An impressive piece of craftsmanship, isn't it?
Yeah, although I personally find the painted decorations a little gaudy.
What's the matter? Don't you like cherubs?
Oh, I like the cherubs. It's what they're doing to those nymphs I don't like.
Relax. That's mythical obscenity. Yeah, you can only do that sort of stuff if you've got wings. Believe me, I've tried, yeah. Both my thigh bones, thanks to Mr. Newton and his damn gravity.
At least you tried. You're a pretty adventurous fellow, aren't you, McGurk?
Oh, yes, these missing limbs didn't just disappear by themselves.
Wish I had some adventure in me, but I was born a self-pitying dullard, which doesn't seem fair to me.
Chin up, Samuel. There's no necessity for this boredom. We could make our own entertainment, couldn't we? I know. I could shake the lice out of my wig and we could race them.
Oh, yeah, lice racing, the sport of kings.
We could have a steeplechase, using dead rats as hurdles.
Yep, that's it. That's the stomach turner. Now, if you'll excuse me, McGurk.
All right, forget the lice. How about we ambles down to the whorehouse and get sweatier than rotten pigs in August?
Well, that's a sweet thought, Sergeant, but I have no money.
Not essential.
Yeah, but I can't see the ladies falling for your "this man only has one day to live" ploy again.
Well, you've absolutely no money at all.
Nope. This shop's not seen a customer since... I can't even remember when the since began.
Ah, well, that since is obviously the cause of this melancholy of yours.
Nah, this melancholy is more than my usual despair. I'm feeling like I'm midway through my life and nothing's happening. It's a strange experience. It's this crisis that strikes one in midlife. Mm. Someone should give it a name.
What, like Derek?
Yeah, Derek sounds right. Boring old Derek. I wish something exciting would happen.
Oh, great news, Father. Our money worries are over. I've sold the cow.
To who?
To a nice commercial traveler.
You mean another gypsy?
Yeah.
Did you get paid in magic carrots again?
No, I could never get that lucky twice. He wanted to haggle, Father, but I completely bamboozled him, the gullible fool.
You bamboozled him?
Oh, it wasn't hard. He thought the 20 was less than 30, the poor sap.
Listen, son, please don't sell our property because you're not cut out for it.
Well, what am I cut out for?
Well, you're very good at reaching items on inconveniently high shelves.
And?
Handing them down.
You're angry with me, aren't you?
No, I'm not angry with you, son. God gave you a lovely nature and a good heart. I'm just angry with him for forgetting your brain.
Sergeant McGurk.
Sir!
Yet again, I find you lolling indoors when you should have been out on patrol with the platoon. Explain yourself or I'll have you whipped.
Well, whip me if you will, sir. I'll not care. You see, the reason I've not stirred from this place is that I am paralyzed with melancholy emotion.
And pray, what is the cause of this emotion?
Well, you see, Captain, my dear old mum died.
Oh, I'm so sorry, McGurk. Forgive me, I had no idea.
No, of course not. Why should you?
Such sad news. Was it peaceful?
I believe so, yes.
And when did she pass away?
In 1734.
I see, but that's 40 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but it's only just hit me. It's a funny thing, grief. There's often a delay, you know.
But not 40 years.
Oh, and you're the expert, are you? How many mothers have you lost?
Well, none, but I...
Exactly, so don't lecture me on that subject. Everyone grieves in their own way.
Would you expect me to fall for this ludicrous nonsense?
Well, you'd never let me down before.
Now, listen here, McGurk. What?
Howdy, all. I'd like to buy me some merchandise.
What?
I want to buy some merchandise.
He's a customer, Samuel.
Oh, a customer. Oh, it's coming back to me now. Sorry. What items do you require, sir?
Well, I need some picks.
Picks.
And shovels.
Shovels.
And some gunpowder and some pans.
What kind of pans?
Well, the kind you use when you're sifting for gold.
Gold?
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 Does anyone else want to say the word gold? Only I've noticed it sure does seem to be everyone's favorite word.
Not me. My favorite word's fluffy.
Is there anything else you want?
No, I don't think so. Oh, wait, yeah, of course. I was forgetting. I needs me some business partners. Are all the doors locked?
Yep.
Good, because what I'm about to tell you, I wouldn't want to be interrupted.
No, because that'd be rude.
You're right. It would be rude. Also fatal. because I'm about to tell you a secret that will bring us all untold riches.
Well, I hope it doesn't include anything that might compromise my honor as a gentleman.
Yeah, me neither.
Now, the key to these untold riches is in my knapsack. It's... Who are those fat flying children on your legs, soldier?
Cherubs.
You'd need wings to do that kind of stuff, right?
No, yeah. The girls are nymphs. You know what a nymph is?
No.
No, neither do I. I think they're like mermaids, only without the fish element.
Well, they sure know how to enjoy themselves.
Yeah. Let's see what that works
there. Excuse me. Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt, but you were talking about the key to untold riches, which I thought had the makings of quite a good topic for conversation, or was that just me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Here it is.
Wow. It's a picture of a square mountain lion with funny markings on its body.
It's a map, son.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, but it's not just any old map. No, sorry, Bob. This here's a map of the wilderness. See, in the top left-hand corner is a cross, and above it is written the word...
Gold.
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 Anyone else?
Fluffy.
May I just snatch that map from you for a moment, please, old-timer?
Be my guest.
Yep, that's the word gold, all right.
6 exclamation marks, Sam. Look, 6, that has to be a hell of a lot of gold.
Oh, you betcha.
I'm sorry, old-timer, I didn't catch your name.
Well, he calls me Mad Pete.
Who calls you Mad Pete?
Those people who point and laugh.
How do we know this is genuine?
Now, where exactly did you come by this map?
Deep in the darkest bit of the forest.
That's good enough for me. Look, 6 exclamation marks.
Wait a second.
Counting, Sam.
So
6.
You're saying you just stumbled across this map?
That's right, when I stumbled across the corpse.
Corpse?
Sorry, didn't I mention the corpse?
I think we'd have remembered.
Oh, I must be getting forgetful. Yes, siree, this map was in the cold, clammy hands of Jake. Jake was a prospector, see? Just like myself. Apart from being dead.
And when you stumbled across Jake, could you see what he died from?
Sure, his old heart had just given up. Couldn't take no more, I reckon.
Are you certain there's gold at this location?
Well, with respect, Captain, why else would someone write the word gold in big letters on a map?
Well, perhaps a Mr. Gold lives there.
A Mr. Gold lives there in the middle of the wilderness? Look, who'd live there next to Dead Man's Gorge or Doom Plummet Ridge or Blood-Soaked Valley? Is it me, or is there a bit of a theme developing here?
Oh, that's just a mapmaker's giving everything scarifying names so people don't head off there and find all the gold that's just lying around. So what do you say? I need some manpower to get me this gold. We could divide it 5 ways.
No, 4.
Son.
Oh, let me haggle with him, Father, please.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but of course any gold we found would, in actual fact, be the property of His Majesty King George. Isn't that right, McGurk?
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. Why don't we go find the gold first, and then we can have a discussion about who it belongs to.
A discussion?
Yes, probably on Doom Plummet Ridge.
Now, Sergeant, there's no need...
But come on, Captain. Once we found that gold, we could do whatever we wanted. You could marry your beloved Mary and live in a palace, and Samuel and Joshua could have palaces next door. Huge, shiny palaces like Versailles, only with toilets. Golden toilets with gold leaf toilet paper. Isn't that right, Sam? Sam, oh, no, why are you chewing your lip like that?
I don't know. As a general rule, I try not to enter into business partnerships with anyone whose name begins with the word mad.
Well, and presumably that explains your phenomenal success in the business world, does it? Look, come on, Samuel. This is that excitement you were craving.
You're right, goddammit. Into the wilderness it is.
Well, we can't just disappear. What will we tell the womenfolk?
We'll lie to them. They're womenfolk. That's what they're there for.
What do we tell the army?
All our mothers died.
Stop worrying, Captain. Just think of the gold.
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 Gold. Penguins. That's my second favorite word.
How far to the river, old-timer?
It's just over yonder.
Over yonder?
Yep.
It's been over yonder for quite a few yonders now, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's a wilderness for you. Plenty of yonders.
Well, this isn't my idea of the wilderness. Wilderness is vast open expanses of breathtaking grandeur. This is more smelly swamp than wilderness, with just a suggestion of hellhole.
Yeah, will you stop whinging and help pull this damn canoe?
Wait a second, I can't see my boy.
He's behind us, bringing up the mule.
Oh, yes. Joshua, stop carrying that mule.
But he's tired, Father. He doesn't like all this undergrowth. It's prickly.
So that's your son, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I married my cousin, too.
I did not marry my cousin.
Will you just shut up and pull?
No wonder old Jake's heart gave out. This kind of exertion could kill any man.
Yeah, it probably was the exertion that killed old Jake. That and those arrows.
Arrows?
Sorry, didn't I mention the arrows?
You said his heart just stopped beating. Just gave up, you said. Couldn't take no more.
Oh, that's right. Couldn't take no more arrows. Dang. Fancy forgetting to mention the arrows. You sure I didn't mention them in passing?
So you're saying he was shot by Indians?
Well, it sure wasn't no cherubs. Soldier! Hey, that's my windpipe you're squeezing there.
Yeah, which tribe of Indians attacked him?
Oh, I can't pronounce their Indian name. Lots of guttural sounds, separated by the letter Q. But the locals call them the murdering scum. Well, they used to. Ain't no locals left no more.
And this murdering scum tribe, which is a name I don't like, by the way, we're traveling towards their territory?
No, we're not traveling toward their territory.
Oh,
we're traveling through their territory. I can't believe this didn't crop up in conversation before now.
Yep, Mad Pete, the clue was in the name. Come on, let's turn around and go back.
Go back, Father?
Yes, and why are you still carrying that mule? Saddle him up and then one of us can ride him.
All right, Father. Just let me pull this tomahawk out of his saddle.
Tomahawk?
Yeah, it just come flying out of those bushes. Isn't it neat?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I recognize that tomahawk. It's the kind used by the murderers.
I don't think you should use that name. It's highly derogatory. It might hurt their feelings. And people with hurt feelings tend to overcompensate with bursts of aggression. It's a cry for help, really.
Everyone, keep calm. This is no time to panic.
Oh, I think this is the perfect time to panic. And gibber. I may well do some gibbering. And vomiting.
Let me listen to the drums.
What are the drums saying, old-timer?
Something, 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 something dead pale faces.
So, it's a sentence that ends in dead pale faces.
Well, that could be anything.
I like to panic now, if that's all right with everybody else.
Oh, tush. Tush, aren't you forgetting we have a battle-hardened veteran in our midst? We're not going to be massacred, are we, Sergeant?
Of course not, no, sir. Five people's too few to define as a massacre.
No, that's not what
yeah,
I meant.
25 and up is a massacre, or 50 if they're Irish.
What I meant, Sergeant, what I meant is, you must have been in a similar situation before. What strategy should we adopt? Perhaps if we line up in tight formation and fire our muskets in an alternating sequence, show our discipline and fearless resolve. Obviously, Samuel will have to stop vomiting. That completely spoils the effect.
With all due respect, sir, this seems to be a situation that calls for an act of courage from a commanding officer.
Is it?
I'm afraid so, sir, yes.
All right, then I shall attempt to parley with the savages.
Oh, by the way, I don't know as I'd call them savages.
No, of course not, no. Now, listen, you chaps.
Chaps is good, Brimshaw.
I'm Captain Walter Brimshaw. I come from Mighty King, across the water. He have many sticks that shoot fire.
Oh, now you've done it. They hate being patronized.
Well, this is a sticky situation. Any suggestions, gentlemen?
I think we should run away, like Sergeant McGurk did a while back.
Good thought.
Keep that fire going, boys. As long as it's burning, we're safe. Indians are afraid of fire.
Really?
Yeah, sure they are. Oh, no, wait, that's animals. Animals are afraid of fire. Indians love fire, yeah. This'll attract them for sure.
Sweet mother of God.
Don't you worry none, because those savages are most definitely afraid of this.
A harmonica.
Yep. Listen to this.
Yep, Mad Pete. Always read the label. Give me that thing.
Ooh, just thinking about all that gold is making me go all goose pimply, you know, even on my wooden bits.
What do you spend your share on, McGurk?
Respectability, Joshua. Yeah, I'm going to buy me a peerage, a seat in Parliament, and a huge country estate in Scotland.
Whereabouts in Scotland?
Well, not too near Culloden, because there are people who still remember me there, but somewhere with a glen and a loch and some lovely lassies who don't mind the odd splinter.
Oh, that's a pipe dream, McGurk.
Why?
Because Britain is not a country where someone can just buy their way into a peerage. Honestly, you're so naive sometimes.
He's naive.
Yes.
Just checking.
Well, then, Captain, what are your plans?
Oh, I don't desire much. just to buy myself out of the army, purchase a cozy little homestead where I can raise a family with my beloved Mary. I know it probably sounds a little bit dull.
Yes, it does. Samuel, how about you?
Well, I've always had this dream that one day I'd travel the globe and see all the wonders this beautiful world of ours has to offer. I want to see the moon rise over the luminous glory of the Taj Mahal. Watch the setting sun cast its russet shadows over the Himalayas. See the pyramids towering over the golden sands of the desert and bathe in the sparkling waters of the tropics. I want to travel to the Holy Land, to Jerusalem, the shining city on the hill, and then travel eastwards into Asia and retrace the wondrous footsteps of the legendary Alexander the Great. Or failing that, I just might buy me some nice shoes.
My dream is to open a hospital for sick animals.
Yes, dear, right.
Don't laugh at me.
I'm sorry, Joshua, but animals are meant for eating, not nursing. The Bible clearly states the good Lord put creatures on this earth as ingredients.
Wait a minute. You're always poo-pooing the Bible. You maintain that the Ten Commandments were a forgery.
Well, we've only got Moses' word for them, haven't we? I mean, look at the facts. A married property owner goes up a mountain and comes back with divine laws that tell everybody to keep their hands off his wife and oxen. A coincidence? I don't think so.
Well, we all know your views on stealing, McGurk. I notice all these picks and shovels are marked Property of His Majesty's Army.
Yeah, are you saying I'm a thief?
Is King George a German?
Don't call me a thief.
Don't laugh at my animal.
You're going I'm not a thief.
Yes, sirree, this is how it all begins.
What?
The little disagreements. I've seen it before.
Seen what before?
The murderous lust for gold. Sorry, didn't I mention the murderous lust for gold?
What do you think?
Well, it begins with little arguments, then big arguments, then insane suspicions, then fights, then murder. Next thing you know, you're a bleached skeleton lying in the sand with a knife stuck in your ribs as a warning.
That's just absurd. We're all rational people here.
You're already showing the first symptoms, the squabbling.
What are the next symptoms?
Oh, wanting to kill any strangers who happen along.
This man's scaring me.
There's nothing to be worried about, Joshua. We won't succumb to this.
What's that? What's that rustling? Kill him! Kill him, whoever he is! He wants that gold! Kill him!
Relax, Sergeant. That's just a squirrel.
Yeah, but why is he following us, eh? You can't trust these squirrels. And what if he snitches? Take no chances. Kill him!
Put yourself together, man. You're behaving like a girly Italian. You're English. Sons of Albion don't succumb to feverish insanity.
Don't you have a king who talks to trees?
Oh, that's different. That's about companionship, huh?
Hey, Father! Father! Look what I found glinting in the stream.
My God, it's gold.
Gold!
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 Gold! Gold!
Afraid not. No, this is what we call moron's gold. Basically, it's just shiny mud.
We got excited over shiny mud?
Well, that's what the gold lust does to you. It makes you... Oh, no! The Indians are back.
Quick, get the wagons in a circle.
Why'd you say that?
I don't know. It just leaped out.
We don't have wagons.
I know. I'm really embarrassed.
Load your muskets. Come on.
I think they're aiming arrows at McGurk's leg because they like the sound it makes. See?
All right, you tenderfeet, take cover, keep your heads down, and hand me my harmonica.
Do you think they'll follow us up this river?
No, Indians don't like water. What am I saying? That's cats. Canoes, and they're bound to be right behind us, I reckon.
I enjoyed fighting them. They whoop when you throw them.
They fought like tigers. Just kept coming.
I know. They seem to have lost their fear of the harmonica.
So how far is our gold now? Which direction?
Oh, we follow this river, then through those hills, and then just over yonder.
Look, north, south, east, west. Those are proper directions. Yonder is not. Yonder is geography for idiots.
Yeah, that's another symptom. Calling people idiots. Abusive insults.
Listen, old-timer, we won't be victims of this gold-lust nonsense, all right? What are you doing, Sergeant?
Just strangling this water vole.
Why?
Oh, he was swimming alongside the canoe with the intention of stealing the map. Well, he can forget that now.
Father! He's murdered that bull.
Don't worry, son. He's just under pressure, that's all. We all are. Let's just try and relax on this beautiful, soothing, calm river.
Yes, it's a beautiful, peaceful stretch, isn't it?
Sure is, till we get round this bend. Remind me, did I mention the waterfall?
What waterfall?
Are you sure I didn't mention that waterfall?
No, you did not mention that waterfall. or the second waterfall, or the whirlpool, or the killer bees.
Oh, the bees were fun. The way they completely covered McGurk was really interesting.
Are you all right, McGurk?
What do you care?
Lucky you jumped in the water, Sergeant. That was quick thinking.
Yeah, the Lord knows what those alligators were doing there. I think they must have been lost.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm supposed to think all that was an accident, right?
How does he get that froth in the corner of his mouth?
I'm watching you people. I suppose you think I'm mad.
Well, don't get involved, son.
You put those bees and alligators up to it so you can get my share of the gold. Well, maybe I'll get all your shares.
For God's sake, man, get a grip. Show some self-control. You've gone berserk with your greed. Think, McGurk, think.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know what came over me.
You're all right, Sergeant, now.
We're there.
What?
Well, according to this map, we've arrived.
You mean this is yonder?
Yep. This is where the gold is.
I'm rich. Rich beyond my wildest dreams. Rich, do you hear? Rich.
Yeah, all right, Captain. Calm down.
Get away from me. You think I don't know what you've been planning? What's it to be? A bullet in my back? My throat cut in my sleep?
Well, we wouldn't do that, Captain.
No, you wouldn't, because I'm going to kill you all first.
Oh, he's strangling me. Get him off.
I can.
Yeah, you can, son. You've got the strength of 30 men.
Yeah, but the captain seems to have the strength of 20. Wait, 20's more than 30, right?
I'll kill you all!
His eyes have disappeared up inside his head!
The man's possessed.
I'll go fetch help!
Good idea. Fetch help? Where? This is the wilderness. There's no help.
What about that hut?
Hut? Wait a moment. There's a hut. There's a hut in the... Brimshaw, stop strangling people. There's a hut.
A hut?
In the middle of the wilderness, a hut. Another thing Pete forgot to mention.
No, that's news to me, too. It's right slap bang where the cross is on the map.
Hello there. Do you need assistance?
Is this your hut?
Yes, it is.
Who are you?
My name is Jeremiah. Jeremiah Gold.
Mr. Gold.
I'm saying nothing.
Do you know someone called Jake?
The prospector? Of course. In fact, he was due to visit me, but he never showed for some reason.
He's dead.
Oh, no. What from?
An arrow-related heart failure.
Oh, how terrible.
We have his map. See?
What? Why did he put 6 exclamation marks after the word gold? Why would he do that?
Well, he was a pretty exclamatory kind of fellow. Gold! That's how he used to greet me, with a big, hail and hearty shout.
Yep, he was forever shouting, was old Crazy Jake.
Crazy Jake?
Yeah, that was his nickname. Don't tell me I forgot to mention that. Jeez, I need to see someone about this.
You mean all this has been for nothing, all the way from Baltimore through the Indians and the waterfall?
Waterfalls, plural.
Oh, they were fun.
And the killer bees.
Yeah, they were fun, too.
And the alligators.
Yeah, and the whirlpool. Who could forget the whirlpool?
Boy, that was really whirly.
Yes, it was extremely whirly.
And you scream like a girl.
We all scream, son. You were the only one going, wee!
And it was the strangling and the madness.
And not to mention all those incessant yonders. They really got on my nerves.
The whole thing's been a nightmare.
Dear, oh dear.
What?
Well, seems like you all came the long way round.
The long way round?
Yes, well, if you've come from Baltimore, well, there's a nice paved road, see, over there by the trees. Only reckless thrill seekers still use the old insanely hazardous wilderness route.
A paved road. Why the hell wasn't that on Jake's map?
Oh, I remember. Jake had an irrational fear of paving. It was all part of his craziness.
Well, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I must get back inside the shop and attend to my customers.
You mean that hut's a shop?
Oh, yes, a 24-hour shop. I never close. I'd like to, but people keep parading in day and night. Well, you know what it's like.
No, I don't.
Father? Can we have another go on the whirlpool? Can we? Can we go back and
try again? No, no, son, we're going home.
Oh, please.
No.
I'll tidy my room.
No, and stop carrying that mule. You're humiliating it.
Well, I'll put him down if you let me go on the whirlpool again.
Well, good day to you all, sirs. Baltimore is that way. Just follow the huge illuminated signs.
I'll head back with Samuel and Joshua, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
You follow on with the picks and shovels as soon as you've got all those arrows out of your leg and administered the punishment beating.
The what?
Sorry, didn't I mention the beating?
You ain't gonna beat me, are you, soldier?
Sure I am, with a feather.
A feather?
Yeah, I'm gonna... Oh, no, that's tickling. Beating's done with a rifle butt like this one.
Not far to Baltimore now.
Nice road.
Never thought I'd be so pleased to see my good old depressingly empty shop and my endlessly troublesome daughters and my repulsively objectionable son-in-law. Yeah, I'll never wish for excitement again. Are you all right, Sergeant? You haven't said anything stomach-turning for nearly 20 minutes now.
Yeah, well, I'm having a bit of a midlife Derek.
Have some explaining to do when we get back to barracks, Sergeant.
Well, I shall simply explain that my absence was caused by my being driven mad by the grief occasioned by the death of my poor late mother, God rest her soul, whoever she was.
Well, the garrison commander isn't going to fall for that hogwash, McGurk. He's not an idiot. He went to Eton and Sandhurst and is a member of the House of Lords.
And he's not an idiot?
Nope.
Just checking.
I liked all that looking for gold. Can we go again, Father? Please, can we?
No.
Well, maybe Matt Pete'll take me. Where did he get to anyway?
He's back in the forest having to lie down. In a ditch.
Is he resting?
Well, he's not moving.
I'd like to make an announcement. Can I apologize most sincerely for trying to murder you all?
Oh, please, think nothing.
Don't worry about it.
No, it was very poor form. I feel I've let myself down. I don't know what came over me.
It was the lure of the gold, Brimshaw, made monsters of us all. Apart from Joshua, who was protected by his stupidity.
I'm just lucky, I guess.
Well, there's a clear moral to be had here. I suppose it's that real gold in life isn't some mineral we extract from the earth, but in the glow of companionship, friends and comrades. And
that's very true. Very, very true.
And in the precious nuggets of time spent prospecting for love and understanding.
Right.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
And in the gleam of fellowship.
We just shut it now, all right.
Mind you, we never actually did dig for the gold, did we?
What?
Well, it could have been a coincidence that a man named Mr. Gold happened to live in a place marked Gold on the map. We never actually dug to find out.
Yeah, well, we're not going back. And anyway, McGurk here tore up the map, didn't you?
Tore it up and threw it away.
Oh, and I'm supposed to believe that, am I?
Hey?
I know what you're up to. You're going to sneak back and dig it up without me. Well, I want my share. I want my gold. My gold!
Hey, what do you know? He's brighter than I thought.
Revolting People featured Jay Tarsis as Samuel, Andy Hamilton as Sergeant McGurk, James Fleet as Captain Brimshaw. Joshua was played by Tony Maudsley, Mad Pete by Hugh Dennis, and Mr. Gold by Philip Pope. Revolting People was written by Jay Tarsis and Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.